Yesterday, in upstate New York, anti-Muslim groups staged a rally outside a small religious community called Islamburg. State police formed a protective cordon outside the settlement's gates to prevent a confrontation. Now, Islamburg has existed since the 1980s without any history of violence or criminal activity. But the community has become a fixation for hate groups and the right-wing media, who say, without evidence, that it is being used as a terrorist training camp. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
On a dusty dirt road in the western foothills of the Catskill Mountains, birds chatter in the trees, and faintly in the distance you can hear the Muslim call to prayer. This is Islamburg, a deeply private community of mostly African-American Muslim families established in the 1980s. About 200 people live here. Like a lot of religious communities in America, it was conceived as a place for families to live and worship apart from mainstream society. The residents of Islamburg declined repeated requests to talk to NPR. They say they just prefer to be left alone. Neighbors on this country road say after so many decades, the people of Islamburg are completely accepted.
No, they've always been pretty friendly with us.
Tony Smith has lived next door to Islamburg for 15 years.
They wave when I go by. I have no problems with them. They don't have no problems with me.
Jessica Vecchione is a local photographer who's been inside Islamburg over the years. She says the place feels like a normal small mountain town that just happens to have a mosque.
The people here are families that work and live in the community with children. There are lots of children.
But this portrait of Islamburg, a peaceful community of devout Muslims, is rejected by many far-right activists across the country. A 10-minute drive from Islamburg, dozens of people gathered before the rally Saturday to prepare, many of them wearing militia-style uniforms, fatigues, flak jackets, with anti-Muslim slogans and symbols.
We will not tolerate ISIS training camps, militant-style training camps, radicalized training camps.
Lisa Joseph from Syracuse stands next to Joseph Laurie, who came all the way from Maine for this rally. They believe Islamburg is a kind of beachhead for Muslim jihadists.
There's all kinds of videos been shown on Fox News. It's all over the internet.
In recent years, right-wing media sites like Alex Jones' InfoWars, which regularly promotes conspiracy theories, have turned more of their attention to Islamburg.
Potential radical jihadist training camps within the United States. I mean, we're talking right here in our own backyard.
In 2015, a man from Tennessee was caught preparing to attack Islamburg. Robert Doggart schemed to burn down the mosque here and the children's school. Last month, he was sentenced to nearly 20 years in prison for civil rights violations and for trying to recruit people to help him commit arson. On Saturday, there was no threat of that kind of violence. The activists' cars and motorcycles rumbled past the gate of Islamburg and past dozens of state police standing guard. One of the community's leaders speaking on background told NPR that this kind of display is terrifying to the people inside. State Police Captain Scott Hegelke says it's also based on internet hokum.
There is no hint of truth to that.
Hegelke says his investigators have looked repeatedly at claims and theories about Islamburg. None turned out to be real.
We have an ongoing open relationship with the community that's located in Islamburg.
State and federal authorities do maintain a heightened presence here. They keep a close watch on Islamburg and go inside regularly. Not because it's a threat, they say, but because it's faced serious threats of violence in the past. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.